Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, May 26, 2022, Alan White, the drummer for the progressive rock band Yes for over 50 years, passes away at the age of 72. On this day in 2013, Paul McCartney visits Graceland and drops a personal guitar pick on Elvis Presley's grave, saying it was so Elvis can play in heaven. On this day in 2006, Desmond Dekker, a Jamaican reggae performer, famed for his worldwide hit, The Israelites, dies of a heart attack at his home in England. He is 64. On this day in 1994, music fans around the world are stunned to learn that 37-year-old Michael Jackson marries 27-year-old Lisa Marie Presley in the Dominican Republic. It was his first marriage, her second. Both the bride and the groom wore black. Lisa Marie would file for divorce in January of 1996, citing irreconcilable differences. On this day in 1984, Denise Williams is number one on the Billboard Hot 100 with Let's Hear It for the Boy, the second number one single from the film Footloose. She had also topped the chart in 1978 with the Johnny Mathis duet Too Much, Too Little, Too Late, and had a number 10 hit with It's Gonna Take a Miracle in 1982. On this day in 1973, the Edgar Winter Group held down Billboard's top spot with an instrumental track that had been overdubbed and patched so many times in the studio, the band ended up calling it Frankenstein. On this day in 1969, John Lennon records Give Peace a Chance in a room in a hotel in Montreal. The voices of Tommy Smothers and Petula Clark can be heard in the chorus. The song was credited to Lennon and McCartney, even though Paul had nothing to do with it. Lennon may have been showing his appreciation for McCartney's help on The Ballad of John and Yoko, which the two of them recorded without George and Ringo. And on this day, May 26, 1958, just 4 days into his tour of England, theatre owners bow to pressure and cancel his 33 remaining dates. Who is he and what was his record of the day? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, May 26, 1958, just 4 days into his tour of England, theater owners bowed to pressure and canceled his 33 remaining dates, all because he married his 13-year-old cousin and was still married to his previous wife at the time. After headlines that said, Baby Snatcher Go Home, Lewis, Bigamist, Jerry Lee and his entourage packed their bags for home. Here's The Killer with High School Confidential.
Open up a honey, it's your lover boy, me that's knocking. Why don't you listen to me, sugar, all together at the high school rocking? Honey, get your bopping shoes, for the jukebox blow the fuse. Everybody hopping, everybody bopping, a bopping at the high school hop.
Well, a bopping at the high school hop, making at the high school hop. Oh, many for high school hop, we're rocking at the high school hop.
Well, everybody hopping, everybody bopping,
bopping at the high school hop.
Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Ooh, let's get the with the sugar, let's shake it up tonight. My feet are moving smooth and alive. Well, bopping at the high school hop, bopping at the high school hop, shaking at the high school hop, moving at the high school hop. Everybody bopping, everybody rocking, bopping at the high school hop. Now let's go.